Blog Talk Radio.
And tonight's the night. Here it is, Throwback Thursday. Let's Get Real About Relationships Thursday. Tonight on the Daily Go Get-A-Mism show, we are asking the question, should people who aren't rich still get a prenup? Should people who aren't rich still get a prenup? Why not? Why not? I mean, when you really think about it, even if you don't have a lot of money, that doesn't mean that you don't have things that are valuable to you. It doesn't mean that you don't have valuables. That's why we call them valuables. They are valuable to us. They may have sentimental value. They may have hereditary value. They may have some value to them that cannot be duplicated, cannot be replaced or repaired. And if you don't trust that the situation that you are going into is going to secure those things, or even if it does secure those things, you want something that the marriage cannot provide for that thing. Like, this is supposed to go this way and that direction for those people, regardless of whether I have a happy marriage or not. You know, it's pretty much like saying that no matter how great my spouse makes me feel, this is not for them. Hey, they say that what's for you is for you, and what's not for you is not for you. So no matter what, when you come into contact for something that is not for you, something or someone is going to take it away from you because it's not for you. The same way that when something is for you, no matter how many people try to take it away, no matter how many people try to block your blessings, no matter what happens to you, you're going to have that thing. Now, we're often referring to things that can't be taken away from us. When we say that what's for us is for us and what's not for us is not for us. Like, for example, no one can take away your personality. They can do things to make your personality seem different at certain times, but they can't take away who you are. They cannot take away who you are. You know, your ability to understand, your intelligence, your love, your grace, your humility. Those aren't things that anyone has given to you. So those things are for you. And it would be extremely hard for someone to take those things away from you. But we do need to have a talk about your sense of self. Because I can't think of anything in the world that you could lose in a marriage that could be worse than your sense of self, your sense of worth. But we're going to get into that. We're going to get into that. Right now, we don't have to get into that. We're going to talk about your premium baseball bats, your cards that you collect, your coin collection, all those things that you want to keep under your protection, the things that somebody didn't give to you, the things that you've been saving over a lifetime, and who should be able to come through and take them from you. But hold on now, but you lay down and you are in holy matrimony, not supposed to go into it like a phony. Well, this is a communication issue. It's definitely a communication issue. Should people who aren't rich still get a prenup, bitch? I said, should people who aren't rich... still get a prenup? What do y'all think? What you know? What do you think? I think it should be a consideration. You know, I never really thought about this. Because to be honest with you, I've always looked at a prenuptial agreement as being something that was necessary for people who had a lot of money. I have looked at it that way. Like, if you ain't got no assets, what you getting a prenup for? So you can keep grandma's old, you know, tube, picture tube TV. So they don't take away grandma's hi-fi. Shout out to the hi-fi. Shout out. So But of course, there are things that you would want to keep. There's some things that people might try to take away from you that you might want to keep. So those things have to be taken into consideration. So we're going to look at them today. We're going to take a look at them today on the Daily Go Get a Business Show. Should people who aren't rich still get a prenup? Why not? Still get a prenup. Why not? Let's take a look at it. So what's on y'all mind, man? How y'all feeling? Stacey White, what's going on? Yo, do y'all see this? You see this? Do you see this light mark going across my head? Did that shit look crazy or what? You know what that is? I went on a little journey today, a little excursion today. I took a little walk today. I had to find out if my foot is all the way better today. And I had my headphones on. And so this is essentially a tan line. It's funny how the part that didn't get tanned is the part that we call a tan line. Look at that. So I'm darker. I'm more melanated. I'm a black nigga today. But right here, I got to get colored in. Because that's looking weird to me. You know what I mean? That's looking weird to me. I got to go out tomorrow without no headphones and get right. But it was good to know, and I'm glad to find out that my foot is better. If I tried to go, this was a 2.5 hour walk. I used to call this my unemployment walk. Whenever I wasn't working, I used to take this walk, and it used to clear my mind. Not saying that I was always unemployed for negative reasons, but nonetheless, I used to take this walk. But so I took this walk today against all odds, and I said I'm going to find out what this foot is about. Now, 4 or 5 months ago, I wouldn't have been able to take this walk. It wasn't happening. My foot would have probably had to have taken an Uber home, because if I walked too much on that foot, it would really start to hurt, and I would really start to limp, and it would kind of put me off of my foot for the better part of 2 or 3 days. So I'm like, yo, I feel like I could have still gone another mile. But it was a good look. But anyway, so I was thinking about the contents of this show today. I was thinking like, a prenup, even if you don't have a lot of money, even if you don't own a lot of property, even if your estate isn't super great, if you wanted to marry somebody, if you were considering marrying somebody, do you think that they would understand that you wanted a prenuptial agreement so you could keep the things that you have? Because there are certain things that you may have collected, built up, made for yourself that you want to make sure nobody gets their hands on it besides the person who you intended it for. You know, like things that you have saved for. Think about it. If you have built things in a previous marriage, for example, let's say in your first marriage, you bought a home and you were really proud of this home. Maybe you never owned a home before or whatever the case may be, but you bought this home in your first marriage. And even though y'all got divorced or you know, you're widowed or whatever the case may be, even though you're not married to that person anymore, maybe you intended that home to be passed down to future generations. So maybe you wanted to leave this home to your children, and maybe your children leave that to their grandchildren. Maybe you only have one child from that previous marriage, as an example. And you want to make sure that your child gets that home. Well, I don't think that it becomes a trust issue that you want to make sure that that property, that the ownership of that entity goes towards where you intended it to go in the first place. So, okay, yes, I love you enough to marry you and enter into my second marriage, but I want to make sure that my child or my children gets that house. We can buy another house. Like maybe in my first marriage, I could barely afford to buy that home, but I did. Maybe now I'm in a much better financial position to whereas we can buy a house that is way more valuable than this house. But this house is for them. This house is for legacy. This house is for family. This house is for blood. This house is for lineage. This house is for future generations. My great-great-grandchildren will have this house. So clause after clause after clause, this will be the stipulation for this house. Only way that we will lose this house is if taxes aren't paid. As long as taxes are being paid on this house, this will be the McIntyre home, for example. You know, or maybe you have saved thousands of dollars for your child's college fund. So when your child turned 18 and was ready to graduate high school, you had thousands and thousands of dollars ready to pay for their college tuition. And what if your child decides, I'm not going to college, I'm going to the military, or I'm going to hike around the world, I'm going to take this trek throughout Europe and Asia and Africa, and I just want to explore, I want to go find myself, and I'm going to go find myself with Asian monks. But that money is theirs. So let's say you saved up $20,000, $30,000, $40,000, $50,000, cash money for that purpose, for the purpose of them going to college, and they decide they don't want to go to college. Well, you still have the money, and the money might still be for them. So maybe whether they go to college or not, this money is for them. So they can have it when I think they should get it. They're not going to get it because they're not going to college right now, but maybe somewhere when they're in their 20s, and I'm satisfied that they're really not going to go to college, because you know, a lot of people go back and get their education in their 20s, 30s, and 50s. Maybe you have decided that while I'm alive, this money is still for that. So whether they take Phoenix University online or whatever, when they are 30 or 40 years old, if I'm still alive, they getting that money because that money was theirs for that purpose. And you want to make sure that your new spouse don't get their grubby little hands on it, talking about we could take this money and we could pay stocks. We can have enough money to sell socks and have our own shit. Cotton in Mississippi, do this thing. Yo, me and you, bitch. Hey, all you got to do is piece me off a little bit of that little cash, and I guarantee you I'm going to go flip that money, and we're going to have us a lot in the stash, and that's my word. But you're like, no, 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 no. That's not what that's for. So you might need to get a prenup to protect that money. Because, I mean, you don't want to go into a marriage hiding money. And you shouldn't have to go into a marriage hiding money. But you might have to go into a marriage, you know, with full disclosure that this money ain't yours. So no matter what happens in this marriage, so whether we are married for 1 year, 2 years, 10 years, or whether we you know, we lie together, I hope we motherfuckers die. You know what I'm talking about, the Biggie record. You know, me and my bitch. Anyway, you might want to make sure that you keep that money, that money goes to where it's supposed to go instead of where somebody who may be opportunistic or just ambitious might want to use it for, or might want to take it to. So that's what we're talking about tonight. Should people who ain't rich still get a prenup? Should they get a prenup? What do y'all think? What are y'all saying to me? Or what you saying to me? All right. What up, Queen Monica? What up, Mia Cunningham? Mia Cunningham, what's going on? Nora says, my brother from another mother, Norris Hill, says, I want a prenup so I can walk away with my sanity and dignity. We're going to get into that, my brother. We're going to get into that. Because whether you are married or whether you are just in a long time, you know, unmarried relationship with somebody, the worst thing that you could lose is your sense of self, is your sense of wealth, is your self-esteem, your sense of love. Those are things that a prenup can't cover. But we're going to get into all that. We're gonna deal with that in the back end. Right now, we talking about your baseball card collection. You know what I mean? With your original pristine Ken Griffey Jr. We're going to talk about that. We're going to talk about your Willie Mays. We're going to talk about the Hank Aaron. You know? We're going to talk about the Derek Jeter. We're going to talk about them coins, those rare coins that you've been collecting. Like stuff that nobody can have. Maybe not even your kids. Like, I'll be damned if, shit, I told my baby no. And if they touch that shit again, I'm going to beat their hands. You know what I mean? Like we in Saudi Arabia. I'll be damned if my spouse get it. That's what we are with it. So she says, I'm glad you're walking to clear your mind. I walk to clear my mind. Yeah, walking will do it. Walking will do it. You gotta sweat them pores out. You gotta sweat them pores out. You know what I mean? You gotta clean them pores out. Take that makeup off your face for a minute. Sweat that makeup off your face. You know what I mean? You might go on a walk and clear all your pimples, get rid of all your acne for one day. Mia Cunningham says, the way your shirt is the same color your skin. I was confused at first. Hold on. No, you ain't ready. Hold on. My shirt, same color as my skin. I changed my shoelaces. You see that? Yeah. That's what we doing. So you saying my shirt brown skin? It's copper colored, baby. You know what I'm saying? I'm indigenous to the Americas. It's copper colored. All right. Mia also says, I believe in prenups. Doesn't necessarily mean your spouse walks away with nothing left in the cold, but it's about protecting certain assets. I agree. I 100% agree with that. Mia says, I've been on my job for 20 years, and I would be mad as hell if I got married and divorced and my husband tried to go after my pension and wasn't there for none of those 20 years I put in and now wants it. Pension. That's a real thing. You know, you work all your life for those entitlement benefits. Your 401k, your pension, your retirement. To have somebody, you know, in the event of your passing, they would get it anyway. But You want to make sure that while your eyes are open and you still walking this earth, that somebody don't snatch your shit from up under you. It's not a good look. Wasn't ready, Mia. Yeah, I know. I know. I know. So yeah. So a prenup, whether you have a lot of money or not, you worked for whatever it is that you have. You worked for whatever it is that you have. So you're not trying to see your hard work and your labor and your time and your effort or your savings and all of the contribution that you have put into whatever assets that you have. You don't want to see that shit just be taken away by some old cool slick motherfucker that you met online and shit. Yeah, I mean, talking that old good shit. You know how niggas be talking that good shit online, baby. You want to hear somebody talk some smooth shit? Go online. They going to do it for you. You know? Nobody talks about everything they going to do for you than a nigga in your inbox. They going to tell you how fine you are. They going to tell you about how many things they could do for you. They going to ask you, question you, impress you about how come you haven't had nobody else do the things for you that they willing to do for you. And that's male or female. Online is a crazy thing, baby. It's a crazy thing. And people will take it there. They will take it all the way there. So, you know, you meet somebody. You meet somebody online and they, you know, they promise you the world and all of that kind of stuff, but they really trying to find out what you have and what you have to offer, what you can give to them. They ain't telling you none of that shit. But it starts to come out after a minute. Well, a prenup, if nothing else, keeps people honest. Now, of course, you should get a lawyer to discuss the terms of the prenuptial agreement. And if your spouse gives you a hard time about the prenup, I would say keep the lines of communication open. You know, because I can understand why somebody would be taken aback or apprehensive about a prenup. Like, you know, I thought we was marrying for love. Okay, yeah. And you know what? With love, for me, comes understanding. So understand this. Let's talk about this. Let's open the lines of communication for this. I know that you have built some things up for yourself. Hopefully you have. I know I have. And, you know, some things that I've built for myself and developed for myself are important to me. And it's important for me to see those things into the fruition of the direction of where I want them to go. So this doesn't have anything to do with you. Whatever we accumulate during the marriage, that's all on you. That's all you, all for you in the event that death does us part, or even if for some reason we start to not like each other enough for us to separate in marriage by divorce. But these things over here are things that if I never got married or considered marriage or even had another significant other in my life, these are the things that I would still put in place. Now, I hope you can understand that, because just like in any other contractual agreement, like what marriage is, I would protect these things. So I'm going to protect them when it comes to you too. It doesn't have anything to do with my love, admiration, respect, or desire for you. I hope you understand that. Now, if they can't understand that, I don't know. Now you have to really think about whether you want to go forward in marriage with this person. That's what I would say. Carrie Wright says, you may not be rich, but you may have assets. Mia says, divorce can get very, very nasty. People become very vindictive. I know people that won't divorce because their spouse will take half of everything. So they stay married but separated for years. I've known people who've done it. I've known people who died separated but still married. I mean, we can judge that one way or another. I've learned to stay out of grown folks' business. Whether they're married, definitely if they're married, I ain't got nothing to say. But if they are going together, whatever, I ain't got much to say. Not to them. I have my own opinions and all that, but nah, y'all do. If y'all like it, I love it. So, yeah, this whole prenup thing, it can really, I got to fly in here. He got to die. This is the one thing I hate about spring. That fly got to die. I'm going to get him. He think he's safe. He isn't. All right. But yeah, the whole prenup thing is an agreement, just like marriage is an agreement. And people who marry each other should love each other, communicate with each other, understand each other, and accept each other enough to enter the agreement in agreement. Enter this marriage agreement in agreement with each other. I'm going to Umar Johnson this thing. People who love each other and go and marry each other should enter the agreement of marriage in agreement. They should enter that agreement in agreement. A lot of times we don't do that. And when we fail to do that, you know what can happen. You know what can happen. I'm not saying that you all greedy and trying to take what I have or anything like that. Please make sure y'all hit that like button, y'all. Make sure that y'all share the show. Make sure that y'all subscribe to the channel if you haven't subscribed to the channel yet. This is the Daily Go Get-Emism Show, and we are asking the question of should people who aren't rich still consider getting a prenuptial agreement? A prenup. Should you? So, yeah, the prenuptial agreement, I think, is a good thing. You might not be rich. You might not be seven figures, but you might be six. You might be high five. Shoot, you may live in a home that's well over six figures. You know, like, you know, $200,000 homes. You know, it ain't nothing. It ain't nothing for a home to cost $200,000 these days. $300,000, $400,000, whatever you can afford. You know, you pay a high-ass mortgage, it's on you. But the value of that home, that home may have the financial value of well over six figures, even though you don't make six figures. You can get things if you know how to get things, regardless of how much money you get. Well, how much money you have, I should say. Credit, good credit goes a long way. So you can afford things. You can afford things over time that you may not be able to afford right then and there, like in the immediate sense. What's going on, Vita B? Vita B, what's going on? My, good to see me some you. So, yeah. So I think that a married couple or a couple that's considering marrying each other, just the same way you would want to be sure that somebody you're marrying doesn't have the same bloodline as you do. You know what I mean? You don't want to marry your cousin, mess around, marry your brother, long lost, your sister, long lost, some old crazy shit. Things like this have happened when people don't investigate each other, when people don't communicate with each other, when people don't find out what they need to find out, when they definitely need to find out the things that they need to find out. Now, what could be worse than marrying somebody who you have not vetted as far as their personality, as far as their tendencies, as far as their future goals, as far as their tendency to be vindictive or opportunistic or mean-spirited? or just plain being a thief. You know, would you marry somebody that you weren't sure were going to treat your kids right? Well, people have done it. You know, people have done it. Well, you know, he might not get along with the kids now, but, you know, he'll win them over, or they'll win him over. What are you talking about? That shit better be right. That shit better be right. Don't go in, I wouldn't say go into any marriage blind. So all of these cats out here, y'all know how I feel about people getting married after 60 days of knowing each other, 90 days of getting to know each other. I don't care, a year or two after knowing each other. It's not a long, that's not enough time for me. That's not enough time. I need to know how you will be over time. I need to know where your evolution, what direction your evolution is going toward. Forget about whether you want to be cute, fly, have a nice body over. I don't give a fuck about that. I need to know, am I going to still be able to spiritually, mentally, and emotionally connect with you going forward? And I can't know that in those 60 days, 90 days, 180 days, 365 days, 720. I can't know that. I can't, 730 days. I can't know that in that amount of time. I can't. Shoot. You plant a seed in the ground for a tree. You don't know what direction that tree is going to grow into. You don't know if it's going to lean towards your house or away or out into the street. You don't know if it's going to catch the light over here more than it catches the light over there or go straight up. You don't know which way the branches are going to go. You don't know. You have to wait and see. And I'm not saying that you should wait and see as long as it takes to see a tree grow. But one thing you know about a tree is that it's going to grow into be a tree. You don't know what people with a personality are going to do. You don't know how they're going to conduct themselves. You don't know how they're going to conduct themselves. So you have to kind of wait and see. Take a wait and see approach until you can get comfortable enough. That would be my advice to anybody who's considering marriage. Don't consider marriage until you feel comfortable. Now, if you can convince yourself that you're comfortable after 90 days, 180 days, more power to you. I don't know that level of comfort. Shoot. I've had car notes. I've never been comfortable with a car note. You know, I mean, you know what happens to cars a lot of times after you stop paying that note? That 5-6 years, you know what happens to cars after that warranty expires? You know. So what about something that's living and breathing? Something that's thinking, feeling, and expressing. So I think a prenup is a good idea. I don't think that is a slam dunk. I don't think that is something that has to be done, but I think it's something that could and should be taken into consideration for sure. And if somebody is fronting and they say, I ain't signing nothing, I'm like, all right. Well, my conversation for them would be, well, what are you afraid to lose or not have? Because this prenup goes two ways. Whatever you're bringing into this marriage that you are uncomfortable with sacrificing or losing, you get to keep that too. This is not a one-way prenuptial agreement. So what are your concerns? The communication is going to be key. The communication is going to be key. Now, let me ask y'all this. For those of you who have been married or have been proposed to, was a prenuptial agreement ever a factor for you? Was it something that you have ever had to consider? Stacey White says, marriage ain't happening over here. I can dig it. Mia says, having adult conversations about your financial future together is so important. Sure is. Sure is. What's yours is yours, and what's mine is mine, and what's ours is ours. B2B says, marriage is just another business agreement and contract. It can be. For some people, I guess it is. I know if I get married, that's not what it's going to be. Because there's no way. At this point, I'm 52. There's no way I would get married twice. It's not something like, I waited this long. I didn't know how great it could be, so I did it three times. So you waited 52 years, almost 53 years, to get married, to get divorced, to get married again, to get divorced, to get married again. And talking about you, no, no, no. I know for a fact that if I do it, it's one and done. Ain't no, there will not be a repeat for any reason. Like, I had love before marriage. I'm sure as fuck going to have marriage. I'm love in marriage. No other way. No other way. So for some people, marriage is a business contract. The person that I would marry, it would not be an issue. I, you know, knock on some wood over here. I have never been involved with a greedy girl. I have never been involved with a chick that was after cash. That's never been an issue for me. If anything, you know, at times I was down or whatever, they looked out for the cookout for me. But don't get it fucked up. I've never had a woman carry me or take care of me or give me a no, we're not doing that. We're not doing none of that. But, you know, I've never been involved with a greedy girl. I mean, by the blessings of God, I've never been involved with nobody who saw what I had or what I was going to do or what I could have and said, I'm going to get it. And if I did, if it's a case where I did and didn't realize it, well, they ain't get it. Shit must have broke down before it could come into fruition. Surely, sure, the world's most precious and greatest pearl in the world. Surely, sure, the world's most precious and greatest pearl in the world. What's going on about? How you feeling? Vita says, modern men nowadays want to cohabitate. A lot of women do too. Cohabitation is an agreement just like marriage is. And she also says, it took strategic planning just to get an ex-boyfriend out of my house. He is fighting over property that is in my name. His intention was never to marry. It felt like I was his pawn in his game. Oh, I understand exactly why you're saying what you're saying. I do. And that can happen. That can happen. People can, and that's why, and not saying that this applies to you, Zita, but that's why I don't condone people getting into marriages with people that they don't know. Now, sure, people can say, well, you know, it doesn't take that long to get to know nobody, or you can know somebody for years and not know that they would act like this. Stop. I don't know what people be talking about. You know when you're dealing with a bum. You do so. Oh yeah, you can know somebody for 10 years and not know that they're gonna switch on you. Yes, you do. You've just been ignoring how they've been switching on everybody else since they didn't do it to you. You ain't gonna tell me that you was married to a thief and didn't know that he steals. You're not gonna tell me that. You're not gonna tell me that you was married to or that you was going with a cheater and didn't know that they cheat. You ain't gonna tell me that you was dealing with a flirt, an overly flirtatious or disrespectful person and didn't know it. Yes, you did. Yes, you did. You ain't going to tell me that you was dealing with a con man for all of these years and didn't know that they be trying to get over on motherfuckers or that they be lying all the time. Yes, you did know it. You just ignored the fact that they would do it to you because maybe you thought they was on some Bonnie and Clyde shit. You know who you dealing with. Just like with men. Talking about something, I ain't know she was a hoe. Yes, you did, nigga. That's what attracted her to you in the first place. What are you talking about? She was doing hoe shit when you met her. You thought you was going to slow down the hoe. You thought you was going to perform a hoe slowdown. And you did. She slowed down for you. But she was a hoe. And you knew. So she was your own personal hoe. You had fun. You had fun. Y'all had kids and all of that kind of shit. But you knew she was a hoe. So in the end, when she did some hoe shit. She was messing around with another dude, running around with the money that she was making the same way she was when you met her. You paid for and thought you was going to change what you paid for. She ain't an inanimate object, nigga. She lives, breathes, thinks, feels, and shit. You know, just like a real person. Shit, you should have married a blow-up doll, nigga. I'm just saying. People be killing me with this shit. They do. You can know somebody for years and not really know them. Yes, get the fuck out of here. You know what I mean? Come on now. You done watched that nigga jerk his mom, dad, his friends, his job, his people that he grew up with. You done watched him do underhanded shit. And pillow talk all that shit to you right there in your bed. Now you acting all surprised like you ain't know how he was. What? Shoot. They started acting a fool when we broke up. They was acting a fool before you broke up. Yeah, but, you know, people supposed to conduct themselves when they break up. Nigga, you crazy. BDB says, but hard lesson learned from meeting online. Oh, shit. Holy shit. We talked 6 months before he moved his wildlife? Are you saying wildlife or are you saying white life? To mine, he was from Brooklyn. Oh, Shirley, woo, Shirley. In all fairness, some people put on acts until they don't feel like acting anymore. Cheryl, see, this is what you're not gonna get away with tonight. This is what you're not gonna get away with tonight, Gemini sister. What you're not going to get away with is acting like you don't know people well. That's what you're not going to do. Not you. Excuse me. Excuse me, everybody. Excuse me. Excuse me. No, Cheryl, not you. You're not going to act like you don't know people well. Not you. Somebody else, but not you. You're not going to act like you don't know what people are going to do before they do shit. Not you. So I understand that you may be speaking for other people, but you cannot act like you don't know niggas. Sorry, I had to put my finger in your face. My bad. My bad. Oh, moved his life into yours. Okay. All right. I got you, Vita. I got you, Vita. She said four out of 6 years with him. And I did not sleep even in the same room. He made out his own agreement once he convinced me moving into a house was a great investment. Wow, this is crazy. That's crazy, crazy. Cheryl says, that's some of the people who marry early in a relationship. She's going to be somebody's own delight. Going to time tonight. Yeah.
She's gonna be somebody's baby, all right.
Okay. She says, Vita says, never been married, but not saying I'm not in the cards. I hear you. I hear you. I hear you. Mia says, facts. If they do it to others, they will do it to you. Some people choose to have on blinders. She says, oh, come on. You almost poked my eye out. No, Mia. We ain't doing that. Cheryl ain't gonna be no. Cheryl always try to take up for the little man. You know what I mean? For the underdog. Speaking of the underdog, you knew that somebody is always the underdog and not the winner in the fight all the time. You know that somebody is never the champion, always the contender. So why we acting like they held the belt before? No, they're a contender. That's what they are. They don't win championships. They the Cincinnati Bengals. They the Cleveland Browns. The San Diego Chargers. The Detroit Lions. Atlanta Falcons. You know, Carolina Panthers. Jacksonville Jaguars. Arizona Cardinals. They don't win championships, yo. Just says little dogs are people too. That's right, but don't act like you ain't know they was little. You know what I mean? That's what we not gonna do. That's what we not gonna do. We not gonna act like we ain't know somebody was little. So you know what, Vita, I'm gonna tell you like this. People, you know, you can meet people online, you can video chat with them. You know, y'all can talk every day, multiple times a day. Shit different when you stand in front of a motherfucker. Shit get different. Yeah, I'm telling you, video chat, I'm telling you, technology is beautiful. They can take you in their homes and let you see how they live, and they can introduce you to friends on that phone. It's different. It's different when you stand in front of them. Because when you stand in front of them, you see what they had to do in order to prepare to get in front of that camera. You know what I mean? You know how, like, man, you know how it is. You know, with a lot of women, if you say, let's FaceTime. They'd be like, all right, give me like 5 minutes because I got to do something, blah, 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 blah. You know what they really doing. They combing their hair. They getting their shit right. They putting on a shirt that don't have no stains, shit like that. You ain't getting the real. But when you stand in front of them for real, you see what the preparation is leading up to all of that. You get to see in real time. So, yeah, you meet somebody online, you think you know them, you don't know them. You can't know them. You can't. You got to stand in front of them. Online, you can't see if they stink. Somebody can be dressed nice and stink. Shoot, they call coworkers. You know what I mean? Cheryl says, things grow. It only takes one to smell him or herself to fall with pressure if they aren't strong. It's strong in principles or values. Yeah. I mean, listen. The decisions that we make, man, they make us or break us. But they are our decisions. How you live your life is all on you. And when it comes time to pay that piper, that's when we want to start bitching, pissing, and moaning. But so that prenup kills all of that, though. If somebody doesn't want to sign a prenup with you, you got to make a decision. You might make a decision to go forward, or you might make a decision to fall back, but it's all on you. It's all on you. Didn't Didn't Kobe Bryant forego the prenup to marry his wife? I remember that's when I stopped liking Kobe. I was like, man, you're bugging. Ain't that what he was fighting his parents over? His parents was like, yo, man, you ain't marrying that girl without no prenup. Now, you can look at that two ways. You can say, well, it worked out. It literally was till death do him part. But I was like, When he poked that white girl in the ass up in Colorado, I bet you he was thinking about that prenup. He said, look, I got to go out and buy me a $4 million ring real quick. Because I'm about to lose a lot more than $4 million. When he was on camera, and rest in peace, Kobe. But when he was on camera talking about, the only crime I committed was adultery. Shit. That wasn't exactly the only crime you committed, my brother. You can't. Listen, I don't want to be vulgar, but I'm going to say this. A surprise dick in the ass is a violation. If a girl tell you that you can poke her, but she meant in the vagina, and you call yourself hitting it from the back, you giving out back shots, but you giving out ass shots. That white girl wasn't feeling that. If she felt it, but she wasn't feeling it, that's where Kobe went wrong. He was like, yo, you ain't going to be locking me down with no baby. Cheryl says he folded both ways. What a way of putting things. He folded both ways. Yeah. I'm doing it this time, man. Fuck y'all niggas. I'm doing it. Water. Fuck it. Tell my mom and my daughter I love her. Oh, Lord. All right. Mia said, people think that a prenup means that a person is left with nothing. They forgot the couple set the terms. Greedy people from the outside believe that a prenup means that you leave with nothing. Greedy people. Mia also says, when Janet married that dude, their prenup stated that Janet had to stay for at least 5 years. After 5 years, she could walk away, and he gave her a set amount of millions, and she gave him a son. Man, something tells me that Janet didn't miss him much. And something also tells me that she was in control. And something also tells me that she go deep and she don't get no sleep because she be up all night until the early light. She go deep and she don't get no sleep. Cause she be up all night until the early light. There's something I have to tell you. Woo! Woo!
right, man, let's do these birthday shout-outs, man. Yes, it.
We have some birthday shout-outs to do. Some people were born on this glorious. April 13th, and they deserve to be acknowledged. So let's go about our business of acknowledging them and making them feel special because they are special because they are special because they are S-P-E-C-I-A-L. They get the R-E-S-P-E-C-T. They are S-P-E-C-I-A-L. They get the R-E-S-P-E-C-T. They are S-P-E-C-I-A-L. They get the R-E-S-P-E-C-T. They get number one out of the box. Kendra Edwards, happy birthday to you, Kendra. And also Gregory McIntyre. No relation, but what up, kid? I mean, what up, cuz? Actually, he might act. Okay, 60 years old. I'm not sure if he, okay. All right, and Dorothy Tootie turning 58 years old today. And Jay Warren turning 42 years old today. And did I say Dorothy Tootie? 58, okay. And Khalid X. Henry turning 29 years old today. And also, last but not least, Antonio Goodman. My man, Antonio Goodman. I want to say happy birthday to all y'all. And anyone else out there who shares this birthday on this glorious. April 13th. I hope that today finds you all in good health, happiness, mind, body, soul, and spirit. All of y'all go ahead and turn up. But don't turn up too loud. Just turn up loud enough so everybody can hear you. I rock out. Rock on and do the damn, the rock out. Rock on and do the damn rock out. Rock on and do the damn thing. You do your thing, y'all. Represent the queens and kings. You do your thing, y'all. Represent the queens and kings. Good things happen to those who wait. Great things happen to those who grind. And anything can happen to those who go for theirs. So go hard, go for yours. And remember, man, listen, a prenup, I don't care how much money you got. You have something that you want to keep or something that you want to send in the direction that you want to send it into, and you don't want it to be interrupted by any spouse or any other entity, contractual or non-contractual. That is your perfect right. If you are in agreement with the person that you are going to marry, and hopefully you would never marry someone that you are not in agreement with, then they should understand. And you should understand if they have things that they want to keep that they don't want you to have your grubby little feminine hands on either. I mean, y'all got to understand each other. Y'all got to stand each other. Y'all got to understand each other. Got to stand each other. Y'all got a woman and man each other. Woman and man each other. Man and woman each other. Yo, you go swimming together. Y'all got to be in agreement and make sure that you are heaven sent. And if God compels you to both be together and everything is in the boat together, the weather is going to get warm and sometimes it's going to get hot. But yo, your flight of y'all motherfuckers be going too soon. Hopping too fast and got something for that ass. But a prenup will keep everybody honest. So let's do what is upon us. So I will see y'all tomorrow, y'all. Make sure y'all hit that like button, y'all. Make sure that y'all share the show. Make sure that y'all subscribe to the channel if you haven't subscribed to the channel yet. We will be back tomorrow at 7 p.m. for another Daily Go Get a Business show. I hope y'all enjoyed listening to this show as much as I enjoy broadcasting it. Peace to all my day ones, my everydays, and my brand news. I love y'all to death. Resuscitate y'all. I love y'all right back to life. All right, so blog talk, we going to get you out of here. Yeah.